Well, there's only one more little part to this, one little last chapter, and you might lose something else, folks. You might lose your place. That happens a lot, doesn't it? Losing your place doesn't sound important, doesn't seem important, losing one's place. And it might not be important. Maybe you just lost your place reading. That happens all the time. You're reading something very interesting. You have a very interesting magazine, several interesting articles, how to make two little hats out of an old brassiere, songs to yodel on the toilet, tips on getting laid, how to lease out the space inside your nose. And while you're reading, an explosion goes off about 300 feet behind you and a little to your left.
Oh my God, an explosion has gone off about 300 feet behind me and a little to my left. And I've lost my place. Well, I'll simply have to find it again, won't I? Yes, it's in here somewhere. I'll know it when I see it. After all, it is my place. I certainly hope I don't find someone else's place. That would present me with a moral dilemma.
Well, that isn't very important, is it? Losing your place reading, but you know an important way to lose your place? Online, standing in line, losing your place in line. Don't do that, because that place represents territory that you've gained that must be held at all costs. That's your place. You know it's your place because it moves up as you move up, doesn't it? You don't have to stop and move it. It moves right along. If you step back to let someone through, it steps back with you, and then it resumes moving forward again. That's your place. Don't lose your place. It's so easy to do, losing your place. You just wander away. Just wander away for a little while, and someone is sure to say, "I'm awfully sorry, but you've lost your place. I'm the line captain. The rest of the members of the line and I have voted you out. You've been gone for more than 20 seconds without a reasonable excuse. You, my good chappie, are out of line."
Oh, no.
Now, not only have you lost your place, but you're also out of line. Double trouble, gang. Don't let it happen to you. Know your place and keep your place. That's what your parents said to you, wasn't it? Know your place. Know your place. They weren't talking about social situations. They were talking about being on a goddamn line. Know your place and keep your place. If you must wander away, if you must wander away, have someone watch your place. People are good about that. People will watch your place. In fact, that's the main obligation of being a member of a line. The sacred duty to watch another line member's place when properly asked. "Hello, pardon me, how do you do? I wonder if you would watch my place, please. I'm going to wander away. I'll only be gone a short time, and this is my place. I would so love it if you would watch it for me. Would you be kind enough?" "Oh, thank you, that's very nice of you. And say, don't forget who I am now. Look at my face, you'll have to recognize me upon my return. This is a distinguishing characteristic you can use. You know what that is? It's a mole. My mother says it's a beauty mark, but I know it's a mole. I'll be right back, thank you very much. I'm going to tell him about our arrangement because in case you die, I want a backup. Hello there, pardon me. He is going to watch my place, okay? I'm going to wander away. I'll be back, but this is my place and he's watching it. Now, here are the rules while I'm gone. While I'm gone, you may move up and temporarily occupy my place. But when I return, you must move back and relinquish my place to me because after all, it is my place. If he wanders away, you have to watch two places. Thank you very much, I so appreciate that. By the way, he understands everything perfectly, but keep an eye on him. I don't like his looks at all. Okay, now look at this. Two places now. Soon a chain of places. I'll call them McPlaces. Time to expand my empire. Pardon me, will you watch my place, please? I'm going to wander way over there. I'll only be gone a short time if you, what's that? Well, he's watching that place. Well, he can only watch one place at a time. Let's not worry about him. Pay attention to this place here, please. Thank you very much. Now, don't forget, you'll have to recognize me while I'm gone. Know what this is? It's a beauty mark. My mother was right. That asshole thinks it's a mole. I'll be right back. Thank you very much. Oh, hot shit. Look at this. Oh, boy. Three places now. Soon, coast-to-coast places. I'll have places all over the place. But I'd better get back to my original place and consolidate my holdings. Back online. My place in line. You ever notice the line you're on isn't moving? I never get on a good moving line, a well moving line. Do you?
My line is always stuck. The other lines are moving beautifully. Is this a subjective illusion, or are we always getting on the wrong goddamn line all of our lives? I think we're always getting on the wrong goddamn line all of our lives. My line is never moving. Look at that line moving along smartly, isn't it? You can actually see the people picking up their feet and putting them down. That's how fast they're moving. You can see little speed lines coming off their clothing as if they were in a cartoon. Look at that line. The woman in the red hat is already up to the window. She came in a half an hour after I did. If I were on that line, I'd already be home watching the lifestyles of the rich and famous on TV. Well, this is when you might lose something else, folks. You might lose your nerve and jump to the other seemingly faster line. Don't do it. You're sorely tempted, aren't you? Oh, if I get on that line, I'll be out of here. You're sorely tempted. Don't go over there, friends. You know what'll happen. You jump over here, and this line goes, and your new line closes down for the season. This line closed until doomsday. And you can't go back over there. You know what they'll say? Bullshit, you took a chance. Thank you. That's all there is on that, I'm afraid. That's all I got for you.